Can introverts be just as successful as extroverts in investing? So this is a question that I posed on a recent LinkedIn post, and I mostly received positive feedback, but there was this one guy who adamantly insisted that introverts will definitely not be as successful as their extrovert counterparts. And I was bugged. So bugged. I'm making a podcast episode out of it. Welcome. I am Camilla Jeffs, a 20-year student of money. I'm an introvert who started out broke and full of fear. Fast forward to today, where I've conquered the secrets of getting my financial house in order, become a professional investor, and built a business that supports my family. And I'm going to show you exactly how I did it. We're going to talk about getting in the game as a real investor, building a business to support you, and passing on wealth strategies to the next generation. Think of this as your one-stop shop for all things money. This is the Quiet Wealth Podcast. Hey, I'm Camilla, an introvert who has built a large investment portfolio, owns several businesses, and lives way out in the country on a mini farm. Welcome to my cozy corner of the internet. So I launched Quiet Wealth to help other introverted entrepreneurs learn to invest, build businesses, and pass on their knowledge to the next generation. So please subscribe so you can get alerted when a new episode comes out. Look, I know it can be daunting for introverts because we see the world of investing to be extremely loud. The squeaky wheel gets the grease, right? We've all heard it. Have you heard the second part to that? The squeaky wheel gets the grease, but the quacking duck gets shot. That's a little graphic. It's by Carl Sandburg. And this one I found was hilarious. It says the squeaky wheel gets the grease, but sometimes the squeaky wheel needs to shut up and realize there are three other wheels doing the exact same job without complaining. So as an introvert, you may find the idea of diving into the world of real estate investing to be daunting. I know I did at first, especially in a field that often requires networking, negotiation, and being assertive. And I didn't feel like I fit any of those. But being an introvert doesn't have to be a barrier to success in real estate, contrary to that one guy's opinion. In fact, introverts possess unique strengths that can be leveraged to excel in this field. So in this episode, I'm going to give you 6 ways that you can be successful in real estate as an introvert and achieve your financial goals. Number 1, embrace your strengths. So introverts, what are we known for? We're known for thinking, observing, and listening. So these qualities can be invaluable assets in real estate investing. So instead of focusing on loud networking events or high-pressure sales tactics, you can leverage your ability to analyze market trends, do a whole bunch of research on your properties to identify lucrative investment opportunities. So one of my big strengths is analysis. I love doing research and diving down rabbit holes. Sometimes I research things I probably shouldn't research, but I'm also a very good listener. So both of these qualities have helped me build a large investment portfolio and have led to the ability to help others invest through some of my group investments. Strategy number 2, leverage technology. So who loves technology? I do. Well, sometimes I hate it, but mostly I love it. But I grew up without it. So my early adult years is when cell phones really became a thing. So in today's digital age, introverts, you can take advantage of technology to streamline your real estate investing and minimize face-to-face interactions, which can be draining. Take advantage. There's so many online platforms and tools that allow introverts to conduct property research, analyze market data, and even communicate with agents and other investors from the comfort of your own home. Like I'm doing this podcast from the comfort of my own home. It's fantastic. Virtual tours are great, digital signatures, video conferencing. I mean, that makes it so much easier for us to navigate the real estate market without feeling overwhelmed by lots of in-person interactions. Strategy three, focus on relationships. So I know I do not thrive in large social gatherings, but I'm good at building deep and meaningful relationships with others. So in real estate investing, you have to cultivate strong relationships with key people like your agent, your contractor, your property manager, and other investors. Those four are very essential to your success. So leverage your ability to listen, empathize, and communicate effectively to get those genuine connections that will lead to mutually beneficial partnerships. Also, it's good to prioritize quality over quantity. And then you can build this reliable network of professionals who really support and complement everything you're trying to do. I want to give a quick shout out to my podcast manager, Abby. If you're in need of help in launching and managing your own show, please reach out to her at productions@abbygwocki.com. I'll put her details in the show notes. She really is the best and I love her. Number four, develop a niche. Introverts, we often excel when we can focus our energy on a specific area. So in real estate investing, there's so many strategies that you can do, but you've got to specialize in a niche market or property type that really aligns with your interests and strengths. So that could be long-term rentals, it could be hotels, it could be vacation properties, it could be fix and flipping. Whatever it is you choose, make sure you carve out a niche and focus there. If you're trying to chase all the rabbits, you never catch a rabbit. So you have to pick one rabbit, chase it and catch it, and that's going to really play to your strengths. Number five, prioritize self-care. Real estate investing, believe me, I know it. I've lived it. It can be demanding and stressful, especially for introverts who find social interactions draining. So it's essential you prioritize your self-care. That means putting boundaries in effect for yourself, deciding that, hey, on Wednesdays, I'm not doing any meetings. Take regular breaks. That's what I do. Practice mindfulness. Set aside time for solitude and reflection so you can recharge, stay focused. Honor your need for balance in your life. I mean, is balance really even a thing? I don't know. But make sure you're carving out the right amount of time that you need to, say, recover from a networking event and only go to two networking events a month, maybe one a month, something like that to make sure that you're prioritizing self-care. Number six, leverage group investments. So you have your individual strengths, but don't rely on just yourself to do everything. Group investments allow you to pool your resources. You can share the risk. You collaborate with like-minded individuals who share your investment goals and values. And when you join forces with others, you actually can access larger investment opportunities that may be out of reach on your own, like multifamily properties or commercial real estate. And group investing also provides a really cool support network of peers who can offer advice, share insights, and provide emotional support through the investment process. Also, if you prefer to work behind the scenes like I do, then group investments offer a way to participate while minimizing direct interaction with tenants or clients. Like, you don't have to go to the property and interact with them. So it's a super valuable strategy for introverted investors, and it's one that I found to be perfect balance of investing for me as an introvert. So being an introvert does not have to be a hindrance to success. Okay, guy on my LinkedIn post, it's not a hindrance. Embrace your strengths, leverage technology, focus on relationships, develop a niche, prioritize self-care, and do group investing. That is how you're going to thrive in the world of real estate and achieve all of your financial goals. To all you introverted investors out there, trust in your abilities, stay true to yourself, and embark on this real estate journey with confidence because you can do it. 100% you can do it. And I want to leave you with a poem. It's called Introvert. Yes, I am. I'm an introvert. I'm not shy. I'm a noticer. I am a thinker. I'm an observer. I'm not stuck up and I'm not antisocial. I treasure my solitude. I'm not a fan of small talk. I prefer a few close friends. I'm reserved until I'm not. If we connect, you matter to me. I appreciate true connection. That's by The Minds Journal. So thanks so much for joining. Please share this episode with an introvert you know and love. After all, we need to share the education to share the wealth. Bye for now. Thanks so much for joining me on the Quiet Wealth Podcast. If you want more, head on over to CamillaJeffs.com/podcast to get the show notes and dive into other episodes. While you're there, be sure to grab the free guide to building wealth. And if you know a friend who is struggling with money, please send this episode to them. Let's share the wealth in as many ways as we can. Until next time, much success.